And at this point, he pauses the discussion and doesn't continue on the subject, for he doesn't say, "Did Paul tell you about the good things to come? Did Paul promise you the kingdom of heaven?" So why, I ask, doesn't he include these questions as well? Because it's not the same to promise a kingdom and to be crucified. The former didn't involve danger nor bring shame, but the latter did. Furthermore, he justifies the former through the latter, because after saying, "He that didn't spare his own son," he then adds, "How will he not also along with him freely give us all things?" And again, "For if when we were sinners we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved." This is one reason why he didn't add what I just mentioned, and also because they yet didn't have the one, but they had already experienced the other. One was in promise, the other had already happened.